For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunning Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. The Beaver men's hockey team hosted the 19th annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner last night. Newcomer Connor McLennan joins us next on BSU Today on the Beaver Radio Network.
Are you tired of waiting for your internet to catch up with your life? Switch to GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications. You'll be connecting to one of the largest rural all-fiber optic networks in the country with internet speeds up to a mind-blowing 10 gig. And with Paul Bunyan Communications, you're not just getting speed, you're getting reliability, local customer service, and you share in our success. Upgrade your internet game today. Call, click, or stop by our office in Bemidji or Grand Rapids and join the fiber optic revolution with GigaZone Internet from Paul Bunyan Communications.
For BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications, I'm Brian Schultz. Beaver men's hockey team hosted the 19th annual Saratori Spaghetti Dinner last night. It was held at the Sanford Center. We interviewed all 28 players on the roster and all of the coaches. Catch the archive of that, beaverradionetwork.com. One of the newcomers, Connor McLennan, the senior out of Alberta, scored two goals in his first game with the Beavers this past weekend. The transfer talks about what it's like to fit in with a new team and a new program and their culture.
Yeah, just super exciting. It was a long training camp, but well worth it to get to Alaska and grab a pair of victories.
When you score the first goal, is there a weight off your shoulders?
I think so. Anytime you can contribute early in the season, it obviously is a good feeling. But yeah, it was just good to grab a couple wins.
Beavers will have their home opener this Friday. They'll host St. Cloud State at the Sanford Center starting at 7 o'clock. Game 2 of that series in St. Cloud at the National Hockey Center on Saturday. That's BSU Today, presented by Paul Bunyan Communications. I'm Brian Schultz for the Beaver Radio Network.